702. Weekend Breakfast with Googs Mthungu.
Standing in for Ifilwe Mpakanyane.
Let's walk the talk.
It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time for us to speak about a new play at the National Children's Theatre that's looking to help kids learn about the dangers of trafficking. And it does it through art. And so we're speaking to director of the National Children's Theatre production called Innocence Lost. We're joined on the line by Ntambo Rapatla to speak to us about this production. Ntambo, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So tell us about Innocence Lost. What is the play about? How does it deal with the issue of trafficking?
So Innocence Lost is an educational theatre production that aims to teach vulnerable teenagers about the dangers of being trafficked, you know, because, I mean, human trafficking is said to be the modern day form of slavery. It exists because children actually are open and to being exploited, you know, mostly through circumstances which are not their fault. So we're out here trying to simplify and translate this dark subject matter for children.
And I mean, trafficking is such a, you know, a difficult subject to discuss. It's quite an adult subject. So how does the play make this very difficult? And I guess in many ways for kids, it's quite a scary thing. How does it give children the information in an age-appropriate manner? How does it tackle the subject?
Okay, so what inspired the story? Moira Katz, the former CEO of the National Children's Theatre, went to a home because she's part of the Sir Optimist International. And they went to a home, and there was this 14-year-old girl who was quiet. She was sitting in the corner, and then, you know, being the loving mother and caring woman that Moira is, she wanted to know why this child is not, you know, dancing and singing like the rest of the children. And then the home mother then explained the story about this child. So then Moira contacted me and said, listen, you know, there's a story that's very close to my heart. Can you write a play about it? Now, like I said previously, it was so difficult for me to actually put pen and paper to try and translate it to the younger audience because it's aimed for children from 11 years old. So it's based on a true story, so we had to take it as authentic as it was. And obviously the little things that we just took out so as not to traumatize our children. But the beautiful thing was that after the show, then we had a Q&A session where we opened, you know, audience members and just find out what they learned about human trafficking. Did they understand? Does anybody need help? And I tell you, each and every show has been so emotional. You have people coming in and saying, this is happening to me, this happened to me, this is actually happening to me at home. So our job is not done. We're still out there trying to create awareness, trying to educate.
And, you know, you say that, you know, putting pen to paper or kind of putting the story together was very difficult. And, you know, talk us through that process. How long did it take to, you know, put the story together?
It took a while. It really took a while because also how safe do you want to tell the story? Do you want to show them the dangerous side, but in a safe way? Also, you don't want to glorify the guy that traffics children because he promises them a better life, you know. And now, you know, kids, they just watch what appeals to them and what they like. Because sometimes when after the show, when you have a Q&A session and you ask them, what did you enjoy? They're like, oh, no, we like this guy. He was cool. And then we're like, but that's not what we were trying to say. You know, some get it, some don't. So I just went for the realness of the story to the point. Guy comes, promises this young girl a better future, takes her to Joburg, treats her like a slave. Another guy comes, explains, listen, this is not your life. Escape. Here are the keys. Get out. She runs out, meets a lovely lady in the streets of Yeovil, who was in fact a social worker. And then she explains to her, you know, her life in that brothel where she stayed.
Mm.
And then they took her to the Home Mother, which is Malarado, and she just gave her a better life.
Mm. And, you know, you speak about, you know, one of the things you try and deal with is kind of these themes where there are these people who offer you or promise you a better life. They promise you money. They promise you. Yeah. And specifically with, you know, girl children. Could, for instance, young men, young boys watching this, could they benefit this from watching this production as well?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's always what I say when we have the Q&A session, that, you know, it doesn't only happen to girls. It happens to boys as well.
Mm.
And it's not only men that traffic. Women do it too, you know. So it's just sad that as a society, we paint men with the same brush. So every guy feels like, oh, so when they're looking at me dressed like this, I might just look like a traffic. And it's not always the case. So, you know, the beauty of having that Q&A session was just to really clarify some of the things, elaborate on what we didn't touch on. Because there's also different types of human trafficking, you know. There's forced criminal activity, sexual exploitation, forced labor, removal of organs, so which are not, you don't even talk about in the show. So that's where now we try and educate more about this subject.
Mm. And for you as someone working in, you know, in the theatre, you know, why did you become someone, a theatre worker or someone that creates and writes and performs stories? What was it about the theatre that attracted you to this work?
Okay, you know, I think as a young child, I wanted to be a nurse because I like helping people. I like making people feel better.
Mm.
But then as I grew up, I just don't like blood. You know, it just traumatized me. And I grew up around the arts. I studied drama. I studied musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
And now I understand that you can actually heal through art, you know, and especially I love working with children. I believe that theater is a safe way to expose kids to difficult situations, you know, like bullying and human trafficking. You know, if you write a play and you stage it so well and so clever and so friendly to the child's eye and ear that they actually understand what's out there.
And I mean, you were saying that at the end of the performances of Innocence Lost, that you're always surprised by what comes up in the Q&A and, you know, the questions and the responses. And so are you seeing, you know, you wanted to become a nurse because you wanted to heal people, but are you then seeing through the arts, through the work that you're doing, that you are healing people? Like, what are some of the stories that you've heard in responses to your work?
Okay, so one that got me, like, bawling yesterday, I just couldn't even compose myself. So we did a first show in the morning, and we opened the floor for Q&A, and, you know, people ask questions. And this one young lady stood up and said, thank you for telling my story. This is exactly what happened to me. She was shaking, she was crying, and she explained her story that actually her drink was spiked. That's how she got trafficked.
Sure.
And we've been so blessed that we were working alongside the lady, Hillary. She's from ACT Awareness for Child Trafficking. They have an NGO, so they specialize in that. So she's been traveling to school with the cast. She's been the one assisting in answering some of the difficult questions that I, as a director, didn't even think that the kids would ask.
Mm.
You know, you have boys aged 11, and they ask you, why do men rape? Why do men beat women up?
Mm.
So, you know, these are some of the things that we really need to look into, because boys don't just grow up like that. Something does trigger them out.
Mm.
Yeah.
And in terms of the play, which group or age group is it targeted at? Which, you know, yeah, is it for all ages, or does it start at a particular age?
12 years and up,
mm-hmm.
really, you know. We had a younger girl yesterday. I think she was 10. So while we were having the Q&A, she was sitting in front crying. And, you know, the mother in me was like, okay, this is not right. We can't be carrying on while a young child is crying. So I took her out and said, what's wrong? And she said, I think this thing happened to me.
Sure.
So I'm like, what do you think? She's like, no, you know, when you dim the lights and bad danger was coming to Lesedi, taking Lesedi's clothes off. My uncle used to do that to me. So I'm like, okay, used to do it. So now, did you tell someone? And she just started crying. So, you know, then we have Hillary, who then takes on the, you know, counseling. Then we have social development. We have Department of Education also assisting in this regard.
And yeah, in terms of...
we don't just put up a play and then leave them there.
Yes.
You know, high and dry or whatever.
Yeah. And my other question was, you know, often we're told that educating kids is a great way to also get the information to parents, because kids will take or they'll repeat what they learned in school or what they saw, and they'll repeat that with parents. Is that part of the thinking with these themes that the play does deals with as well, is that kids will take this information and then go share it with the adults, with their friends, with their teachers, and, you know, other people in their community?
You know, it's all about the kids for me. You know, nurturing, finding ways to nurture them, loving them, protecting them, providing for them, you know, trying to make the world a better place for them, you know, and through theater more than anything.
Is the play open to the public, or does it go to various schools? How is it being shown to kids?
So we've been touring for the past 2 weeks to different schools in Gauteng. I think the actors have done 20 schools. And this morning, they're actually going to Benoni to do their last one. So yesterday, we opened it to the public. We had a few, especially our sponsors, and some public members and some media houses out there, because NCT really relies on funds. And obviously, these actors can't go without being paid. So we just had enough money to do the 2 weeks. And we pray and hope to God that, you know, somebody out there sees what we do and says, okay, let's go ahead. Everybody has to see this.
So the run is for now is done. The run
finished yesterday. Today is actually their last show in Benoni.
Okay, and if for instance there is funding, would the play then return, or is it only going to, or is it done for the year?
If there's funding, honest to God, I will make sure and that, you know, everybody gets to see it, that we put it up at the theater. You know, it's open to the public, and then maybe during the day, we then go to schools.
And if someone's looking to get in touch with you, or they, you know, want to, if someone says, look, I might work for a company, or I might, do they get in touch with the theater if they're looking to partner potentially to provide funding, or is funding being, you know, being applied for in another process?
So I think get in touch with the National Children's Theatre. They have their Facebook page and their Instagram page there. And obviously I'm on social media, and on Facebook, Ndambo Rapata, on Instagram also Ndambo Rapata.
And in terms of the other productions or other work that's been done by the National Children's Theatre, are you able to tell us some of the other work? Now that Innocence Lost has kind of done its run, is there any upcoming work that we should be aware of from the theatre?
Oh, yes. So after this dark story, we're doing something very happy, something very light, which I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Under the Baobab Tree. So it's a, you know, just a joyous celebration of our different South African cultures, told through different folk tales, South African folk tales. So stories about Ubuntu, stories about friendship, because obviously, you know, the children's theatre, we encourage working together, loving one another, working together, and all that.
And when does that start showing Under the Baobab Tree?
So we actually have auditions next week Tuesday, and we go into rehearsals. We start mid June.
Okay. Will that also run like Innocence Last, where it will be shown at schools, or will it be a production open to the public?
We'll be going to schools, and then on weekends we'll be showing to the public.
Mm-hmm. And how long will that run be for?
I think 4 weeks. It's not five.
Mm-hmm.
4 weeks, 5 weeks, yeah.
And in terms of the age restriction, is it also 12 years and up, or is that...
No. This is for the whole family. This is when you come with your picnic basket and your blanket. Well, it's cold now. But anyway, this is when you come with your children, whatever age. You know, we're going to be dancing and singing all these beautiful African songs, South African songs, your Mango Groove, your Mafikizolo.
Yeah, and you say that's going to kick off around mid-June. Is there somewhere, if someone's looking for more information about what the theatre's doing and what's coming up next, is there somewhere where we can find the information?
Yes, on Instagram. They normally post everything on Instagram and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Ndabo, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.